Two things, I think. On the Oxbow levy issue, we aren't, our concern was over the applicability of state rule and law. And
the applicability?
Applicability of state rule and law of starting any part of a project until the EIS is done. It's not about the design standards or the hydrology or the impacts. It's whether or not, it's the timing. It's not the project itself, it's the timing of the construction. And then secondly, as far as the lawsuit, we filed an amicus brief, which is a friend of the court, to provide the court information as they consider the merits of the lawsuit between the parties. We haven't intervened as a party. We've filed an amicus to provide the court some information for their consideration. And that was really over whether or not there's preemption. And preemption was argued earlier that because this project was authorized by the WERDA bill, the state doesn't have any permit authority. We disagree with that position. And that's why we filed an amicus.